On Community Conversation, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Julie Yarrow, the president and CEO of the Charles and Virginia Hickman, Herrick Hospitals. And Dr. Yarrow, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
And we wanted to get an update with you regarding the, of course, with the advent of the vaccine being available and being distributed. So we thought we would kind of get an update from you on that. So we'll just start off is that when do you expect to Lenawee County to be receiving the vaccine then?
So we're hopeful that Lenawee County will receive allocations of the vaccine before the end of the year. Right now, we're anxiously awaiting for Moderna, which is the second of the two vaccines that are out in public, to receive FDA approval. So we're hopeful that we'll receive allocations of that vaccine sometime after approval process is completed.
So as the vaccines become available, do you see that being also an opportunity for the hospital to take advantage of those availability as well, Dr. Yarrow?
So Dale, just to give a little background on the vaccine, so the state had asked all of the hospitals in Michigan to be vaccination sites, and we quickly replied to that request. And then the state has a formula that is also under the guidance of the federal government and CDC on how they allocate the initial doses, which is the Pfizer vaccine that we saw go out earlier this week. And then those allocations are somewhat limited. And again, as production continues to increase, additional allocations will go out. But we have the second vaccine called the Moderna vaccine, which goes in front of the FDA on the 17th of this month. And we are hopeful that that has had larger production. And we are hopeful that we could be a recipient of that first distribution to the state of Michigan.
Okay. So when it comes to receiving the vaccine, then is the ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital able to hold and distribute the vaccines, or how is that going to be done?
Yes. As stated, we applied and received word that we would be a vaccination site for all of those individuals that fall into priority group 1A, and those are healthcare personnel that fall into the guidelines given to us by the state. So yes, we will receive it, we will hold it, and we will distribute it. And we're also working with the local health department to make sure that our EMS providers in Lenawee County who fall into that category 1A will get vaccinated as well.
Well, along those lines then, Dr. Yarrow, if in that the tier of people receiving the vaccine, if they're in one of those categories of being one of those priority groups, how do they get the vaccine, and do they have to get it through their primary physician or through urgent care, or do they contact ProMedica? How is that going to work?
So right now, Dale, priority group 1A are all healthcare professionals. So we are the largest employer of that group, which makes logical sense for us to be that vaccination site. So we will work together with the health department to make sure that employed providers, independent contracted providers that fall into the different subgroups given to us by the state of Michigan will get vaccinated. One way or another, we will make sure that everybody that wishes to get vaccinated will have the opportunity to get vaccinated that fall under those categories. Our long-term care facilities have a partnership through the federal government with either CVS or Walgreens. So the state will be making allocations for them. So anybody that has a family member or friends that reside in a long-term care facility, as well as all of the employees, they will be getting vaccinated through either Walgreens or CVS. Therefore, the health department and ProMedica is committed to making sure that all individuals that fall into the other subgroups within priority group 1A, we'll make sure that we assist in getting those individuals vaccinated. The one thing that I'm sure you're hearing out in the public is these are very fragile or sensitive vaccines based on their storage. So these clinics need to be much more coordinated than, say, a simple flu clinic where we can just say, we're doing flu clinics on Thursday this month and show up if you wish to have a flu vaccine. Mm-hmm. We can't do that with these vaccines. There's a lot of logistical steps that need to go into place, so therefore, we will need individuals to register through an Epic Chart, which is our electronic platform. They'll need to register for a time and a specific date so that we make sure that we have enough vaccine defrosted at room temperature and to make sure that we use up all the vaccine that we have prepped for that day. So there's a lot more that goes into these vaccine clinics than any other vaccine we've distributed to date.
And that's totally understandable because when we have been hearing about how cold that the vaccines are having to be kept at, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, knowing to know how much you are going to have to take out into being able to be able to be able to be used to be put into the human body then.
These vaccines also, because these are all two-step vaccines, so the efficacy of these vaccines is based on every individual getting both vaccines. So for Pfizer, it's on day one and then on day 21, and then Moderna vaccine, you would get it on day one and then the second dose on day 28. And that's a huge piece to enforce in the public that you need to get both doses to hit that 94 to 95% efficacy of these vaccines. So in addition to us getting you the injection, we also have a lot of information that we need to put into the state immunization site, which we don't typically do for adult immunizations. And what this will allow us to do is track that we're utilizing the vaccine we received by the state, but also make sure that we get that second shipment from the CDC so that when people are returned back in that 21 or 28 days, we have the exact vaccine that is needed. But also, we need to put this information in so people can be tracked with reminders, but also follow if they have any side effects. And then, a lot more work's involved in this vaccine.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, and, you know, and that's the one thing that has been brought up as well, Dr. Yarrow, is about the fact of, you know, the side effects is that, you know, it may happen to certain people, and that's kind of given with any vaccine. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Anytime we give you an injection into your arm, we're injecting a foreign substance into your body. So everyone can have some soreness at the injection site. It's not uncommon to get a little bit of fatigue or muscle ache in that area. And those are the most common side effects that we're seeing with both of these vaccines. They're very mild. They're very short-lived and not uncommon with others.
Okay. So as a medical professional, Dr. Yarrow, do you vouch for the safety and effectiveness of the vaccines?
So what I have read and what I've been able to listen in on webinars or conferences through the FDA and the CDC, I do have confidence in this vaccine. This is the next step in giving us hope that we will return to some new normalcy in the United States. I think this is our best defense that we have and our only defense right now in combating this disease. But what people need to understand, there's still a lot to learn about this vaccine. I understand that people are scared because they've heard warp speed. Warp speed does not mean that any safety steps were skipped or looked over in the production of either the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. What it means is that the timeline from going from one approval process to the next was severely shortened. And it also means that we were putting these vaccines into manufacturing before the approval process was completed, anticipating that it will go well and then we can distribute quickly. So I understand people's fears, but I strongly encourage people to get this vaccine. It is going to be our first line of defense to tackling this pandemic.
Along with that, Dr. Yarrow, though, should people feel as if there's a little bit of an easiness of the precautions that they should be taking, or should they keep up those precautions even after they've been able to get that vaccine?
So right now, the guidelines suggest that even if you get this vaccine, and again, the effectiveness of it, it does not occur until a few weeks after the second dose. But mass vaccination is what will help us get to that safety levels that we're all hoping and anticipating to get to. But in the meantime, even after you get your vaccine, it is still encouraged that you need to be masking, you need to be washing your hands, and you need to do social distancing. It is going to be watching the levels of COVID positive results and hospitalizations in our communities that will determine when we can start removing some of those, I don't want to call them restrictions, but some of those instructions that have been placed on us right now for the mm-hmm. safety. So the number of those individuals get vaccinated is not what lifts those guidelines. It is watching the population health. And where our numbers are for the number of individuals testing positive and hospitalization.
So do you see any timeline, time factor to when we'll start seeing some of the impact of the vaccine, Dr. Yarrow?
Well, we know with these vaccines within a few weeks that they are showing them to be 94.5 and 95% effective. Mm-hmm. But we also know that there is going to be a gradual rollout of this vaccine, which is why we have to put everybody into certain priority groups. So we don't anticipate that there'll be enough vaccine for the general public until late spring, early summer. And I want to emphasize right now, both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines are for adults. We do not have enough information in pediatric studies. So the lowest age group in this vaccine is 16. So we still have a lot of research that we're awaiting in order to have a vaccine that we can offer to everyone, including our peds population. So it is going to take several months before we are able to see the full effect of what these vaccines can do.
What type of advice or reassurance can you give our listeners, Dr. Yarrow, regarding the whole time frame and also about receiving the vaccine, plus not to let their guard down?
Yeah, so regarding the vaccine, I encourage people to ask questions. If you have concerns, bring them up to your provider. Reach out to the health department. Get your questions answered. There is a lot of very good information on the CDC website. So if you have internet access, there's what we call FAQ sheets, so fact sheets that the general public can read about the vaccine. So get answers to the questions that you have. I also just want to share with the public that although our numbers are going down slightly, the severity level of our patients is increasing, and we're seeing this across the state. So we are seeing many patients that are coming in with COVID signs and symptoms and testing positive, requiring ventilators. So those are the machines that help individuals breathe. We are seeing a higher level or need in our critical care units. So even though our numbers are down, the severity of those patients is going up, and that's concerning to us. So I wouldn't just look at the numbers. I would listen to the healthcare teams that could be living in your neighborhood and listen to their experience. They are working very hard. They're putting in long hours, but they are seeing patients that are having worse outcomes than what we have seen in this entire journey. And for that, I strongly encourage people to not let their guard down, continue to protect themselves and their neighbors, and following those simple rules of washing your hands, wearing your mask, and social distancing. We will get through this, and right now I know we're taking each day believing in hope, but I do believe we will see the end, but it's going to take a massive effort on the part of everyone in our community to get in that direction.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Yarrow, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the program, as also as giving us the updates. Certainly appreciate it, and I know we'll be talking to you more in the future. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And my guest has been Dr. Julie Yarrow, the president and CEO of the Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital. My guest here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again.